Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
I got a record player.
Tune into Turntable Taxi on KSJE Saturday nights at 8 o'clock. Each week, we select a musical style and play 78s, 45s, and 33 RPM records. Some of our themes will include swing music, blues, heart-wrenching torch songs, early rock and roll, girl groups, soul, and R&B.
It's Monday morning here on KSJE. It is 8:49, and at 8:50 we start our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk with Lewis Campbell about technology, and he is joining us on video link this morning, and let's see if we can see him. There he is, Lewis. Good morning. Good to see you. Oh, I think you might be muted because there's a little red box around your frame there. So I bet you could fix that.
Sorry about that.
He has the technology to fix that. There he is. Now we can see you and hear you. Good morning to you. So what's been going on? What do we want to talk about this week?
Well, something interesting, which is, you know, not main news, but thought was kind of cool, is so Saudi Arabia, we've seen this before. Countries plan cities, like,
yes,
you know, the city in Brazil where, you know, they planned it out and built it. So Saudi Arabia has been planning to build out this mega city called Neom that's very, you know, technology-based.
Right, and supposedly like self-supporting too, right? Isn't that part of it as well? Okay.
And so they've announced that, you know, for they're going to do an IPO for $500 billion to fund this city. So if you know you got a spare $500 trillion lying around, you can buy out the entire offered shares of, you know, this mega city that Saudi Arabia is planning to build out.
Interesting. And this is the one, isn't this the one that they're going to build like in a straight line, or is that a different Saudi Arabian project?
That's the one. It's a vertical city, 500 meters tall, 170 kilometers in length, covered in mirrors.
Yeah. What could go wrong with that? I mean, it looks really cool from the pictures that I've seen. And of course, I think it's really interesting to talk about. If you can plan a city, something as big and diverse as a city from the ground up, you know, what types of features would you have? How would you make it self-sustaining and energy efficient? All these things, I guess, which is what they're trying to put into this, right?
Right. And that's one of the reasons for the mirrored build. So it's really actually pretty interesting, right? So it's going to look like a line, like a wall, essentially, but it's really comprised of two massive parallel buildings. There's walkways connecting them. They're divided into neighborhoods. Everything within a 5-minute walking distance. Vegetables are going to be autonomously harvested and bundled from community farms via robotics, right? A high-speed train will run under the buildings. It'll include a stadium that's 1,000 feet above the ground. It's really ambitious.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure.
You know, if it was Dubai saying they'd do this, I would be like, yeah, they're absolutely going to do it because Dubai's good. I imagine Saudi Arabia will probably pull it off too, but it'll be really interesting to see how this comes out.
Right. Okay. Very true. And I guess true. They're trying to maybe think about it as a city for all socioeconomic levels and things like that as well, right? So you don't have to be maybe they're very wealthy to afford to live there, perhaps, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I wish some massively rich country or entity would decide to build a city like that in the middle of New Mexico.
I don't know. That's true. We already have a city in the middle of New Mexico. It's called Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah. No, but I mean, like...
but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Fancy, technologically cool.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. It's me. I'm a geek.
So. That would be kind of cool. So very good. Okay. What else is going on this week? I've been pretty remiss in not doing any prep work for this morning's segment, and I apologize. I've been busy with Connie Mack and getting anything else done over the last few weeks, but I don't think Elon Musk was in the news at all this past week, so I didn't have anything to talk about him about.
No, but Congress.
Yeah.
They're
always in the news.
Net neutrality's up again, right? The FCC. So President Biden you know, had a pick for the fifth commissioner. There's a fifth commissioner slot open at the FCC. President Biden's pick is being stalled in Congress and the Senate, I believe. Instead, you know, what's going on now is the Democrats are kind of upset about that. So they're going to introduce net neutrality regulation directly into Congress. There's a couple of Senate Democrats that have put together a bill, and they're calling it the Net Neutrality and Broadband Justice Act. And basically it would take the net neutrality rules that, you know, President Obama introduced in, you know, in the FCC at his time, and that were repealed under President Trump, and make them, you know, law.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll see how that comes out. That could be rather interesting.
Right. And everybody was very concerned when the net neutrality rules kind of got taken down, but we haven't really seen any of the ISPs or any of the internet companies take advantage of that since
Not
that
yet.
Happened, right? So that was the thing. They said they weren't going to do it, and they haven't done it. So that's probably
a good thing. There's debate as to whether they have or not, but ostensibly they have.
Not officially,
maybe. We haven't seen any really, like, over-the-top taking advantage of that at this point.
Gotcha. All right, very good. I'm seeing some stories coming out of Silicon Valley with the big tech companies, Google one and Facebook the other, kind of saying to their employees to kind of step it up. The hiring is kind of slowed down. I think these companies concerned about the economy, right, and revenue, and saying to their current employees, we need more productivity out of you, and we need you to kind of step it up and do a better job, which maybe is a little bit of a different shift for some of these companies from the past few years. You seeing some of that?
Actually, this is a sea change across this isn't just tech companies. What we're seeing across the board is companies, not just tech companies, but retail, everywhere else. We've got this change now where people are less willing to work for what they worked for before, right? Especially in the blue collar levels, and they're leaving companies in droves, and so now what's going on is companies are trying to figure out how to deal with that, and some of them are just like pushing up the productivity demands on their current employees. I don't think that's going to work because, you know, you've already got employees leaving because they're not satisfied. So, you know, stay tuned.
Right.
I just had a discussion with some people about this over the weekend here on the Navajo Nation about, you know, the struggles that businesses are having because they literally can't get people to work. And a lot of their businesses are approaching it two ways. Some businesses are trying to increase the benefits or the flexibility or the pay of their workers, and other businesses are clamping down, you know, on the productivity side.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this goes.
Interesting. Okay. Very, very good. But of course, these were companies that were famous for their kind of, I don't want to say lazy, but they would really try to provide a lot of benefits to their employees, whether it was like a corporate basketball courts or skateboard parks or things like that they could do on their breaks, or even just taking a break from work, right, to go out and just chill and, you know, go to the coffee bar or whatever the case may be. And so they're really famous for doing that and offering that.
I'll tell you from personal experience, because I've worked for those companies, that those benefits were never, you know, the public's view of that is not reality. Those benefits were never really like, oh, this is great, wonderful. It was all, even from the beginning, from the get-go with companies like that, companies like, you know, Microsoft and HP and Google, those benefits were all geared around psychologically kind of making you even more productive and grinding you more towards the wheel. There's other stories out there that you can find on the internet that talk about how, you know, after COVID started coming down and people were going back to the office, these same companies are the first ones that are demanding their employees come back to work, because all of those benefits were really designed to keep you in the office.
Okay.
And to keep you working like 24/7. And that was my experience working for these companies, that they're just very, very like adamant about, you know, very, you know, draconian about, you know, working 24/7 and not really having a life, to be honest.
Gotcha.
And so this doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay. So you didn't spend all your 8 hours a day at the skate park, is what you're telling us?
No.
Not you.
In fact, we had volleyball courts and all this stuff at the place where I worked, and they were always deserted.
No.
Nobody ever used them because they didn't have time.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of time, we've got maybe 2 minutes, Lewis. So do you have time for one more something notable from the week?
Yeah. You covered the jobs thing already.
Right.
So there's something interesting going on in software development. We've always had people online that have done, you know, little things to protest, right? Now we have software developers inside companies that are changing the software that they're writing for their company, you know, like the company sells the software, as a protest. And of course now we're in the cloud and a lot of this software is open source, and you know, GitHub is this big place where this open source software is built and stuff like that. It just makes it a lot easier to do this. So people have dubbed it protestware, and it's starting to pop up, you know, here and there and in various places. So stay tuned.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
We will do that. Very good. Lewis, thank you so much for joining me this week. Always appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Have a great week, everyone.
All right. You too. That is Lewis Campbell, everyone. He is my guest every Monday at this time for our Monday Reboot segment at 8:50 a.m. Mondays on KSJE Farmington. Have a great week, everyone. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning, a little after 8 o'clock on KSJE.
Yad's A, journey with Native art voices of the Four Corners and me, Vinaya Yazzi, where we will trek into the Native artist dialogue and narrative. Together, we will take a glimpse into the art process and the lives of the Navajo, Apache, Ute, and Pueblo artists living within Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. Tune in every third Thursday of the month at 9:30 a.m. or find podcast episodes. Native art voices of the Four Corners, great artist stories are the journey of art in the Four Corners.
KSJE is supported by the Alzheimer's Association, New Mexico Chapter, with a local office in Farmington, providing free services and resources to help those living with dementia and their families, including their 24/7 helpline, 1-800-272-3900. The Alzheimer's Association, New Mexico Chapter, 1-800-272-3900. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.